Shalom Aleichem. Welcome everyone. As we prepare for Shabbos, Parshas Bahar. Parshas Bahar, although a short parsha, actually contains quite a number of new mitzvahs. I'd like to focus first on a halacha that's in Shulchan Aruch. No, on two halachas in Shulchan Aruch. Both learned from the same pasuk. From the pasuk Avodai Heim, at the end of the parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu declares that Klal Yisrael are Avdei Hashem, and of course Chazal Dashim, they understand Avodai Heim, V'loi Avodim La'Avodim, that we have to see ourselves as servants of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and not servants to other human beings. This actually has a halachic limud, two halachic limudim, two dinim, brought in Shulchan Aruch Hashem Mishpat. I'd like to share them with you, and then ask Akasha, a difficulty I had when I learned Chayshim Mishpat, and one to which I still do not have an adequate answer. We find a Chayshim Mishpat in Siman Shin Lamed Gimel, Sif Gimel, which is the halachas of Siras Payalim, the laws of hiring workers, that the Shulchan Aruch says something which many people find surprising, of course, unless they've learned the Gemara. The Shulchan Aruch says, Hizkal HaPayal B'malacha, The Shulchan Aruch says that if a worker decides to quit in the middle of the day, in the middle of the week, in the middle of his work, chayzer, he is entitled to back out of his work. Although he pledged to work, he agreed to work for a week or a month or a year, if he wants, he can quit in middle. There are certain restrictions where this causes a hefsid meruba, where it causes a loss, then of course he has to accommodate the employer and make sure that no loss occurs. But where the only loss is that the employer has to hire someone else, a person, a yid, has a right to quit afilu v'chatzi hayayim, even in the middle of the day. And unusually, the Shulchan Aruch brings a pasuk. The pasuk of Shulchan Aruch says, Shenema kilim b'nei Yisrael avadim v'loi avadim la'avadim. So, it's a nice halacha to know. It's a din that any worker is entitled to quit in mid-work, because otherwise he would be an eved to avadim, and leave in Israel avadim, was precluded from being avadim l'avadim, and therefore were permitted to quit. Okay, that's a halacha, the Feresh Gemara in the sixth paragraph of Metzia, Shalom al Yisrael. Then, the Ramah brings a second halacha, one that's even less well-known. The Ramah says, he says that a yid is not allowed to commit himself to work on a steady basis for more than 3 years at a time. A person should not be signing more than a 3-year contract to obligate himself to anything. Where does the number 3 come from? Because the work of an eved is 6 years. A servant works for 6 years. And Kimishnah Sa'asachir Avot Chesheshanim, working 6 years, the Torah refers to as Mishnah, double Schar Sachir, the work of a employee, which means that a normal employee is up to 3 years, and therefore a person should not or may not obligate himself to work for more than 3 years. There's a sheet that even 3 years itself is offer. The Shach says only more than 3 years, 3 years itself is okay, but a contract should not be signed obligating oneself for more than 3 years. From where do we learn this? The same idea. Kili b'nei Yisrael avadim. We're avadim to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah defines 3 years as an employee's work, and beyond 3 years as the work of a servant. We are not to sign ourselves, obligate ourselves, to be avadim la'avadim. So we have two halachas we learn from the restriction on being a slave, or similar to a slave. A, if we sign ourselves, obligate ourselves, begin to work at a job we're allowed to quit in middle, and B, we should not obligate ourselves to work for more than 3 years. Two halachas in the same place, in Shema Mikimel, Fif Gimel. The question I had when I learned this is that the first halacha should preclude the second. What I mean to say is this. It seems that if you hire yourself away as a worker for more than 3 years, you're doing something that's similar to an eved. Up to 3 years is schar sachir. More than 3 years, you're violating avodai heim v'loi avodim la'avodim. But that's difficult. We already learned that an eved can't quit in the middle of his job, and a worker is permitted to quit in the middle of his job. So even if I obligate myself to work for 6 years for someone, I'm not an eved to that person, because I'm allowed to quit in the middle of work. And the Shulchan Aruch itself tells us that Avadayim V'lay Avadim La'Avadim is accomplished by having the right to quit. So if I have a right to quit, I should be allowed to obligate myself to work for as many years as I want. After all, the obligation is really not a full obligation. I'm allowed to quit in the middle. And therefore, the second halacha, learned from the same source as the first, seems to be problematic. When I learned Chayshim Mishpah, we had this difficulty. I don't recall ever coming up with a satisfactory answer. Let's move on to a second topic, the topic of Yovel, closer to the beginning of the parasha. I'd like to tell you that on the Seder night, Echad Miyadeya, we have a poem which goes from Echad Miyadeya, Shnai Miyadeya, etc., goes to 3 and 4 and 5 and 6, all the way up to 13. Shloshasa Miyadeya, Shloshasa Miyadeya, Shloshasa Kechlaya. In many homes, they keep on going. They challenge themselves to go to find 14 Miyadeya, 15 Miyadeya, 16 Miyadeya. Not easy. Try it at your Shabbos table. Not easy to come up with numbers. So I'll try to help you with the Arba'asa Miyadeya. Who knows what in Yiddishkeit is 14? And the answer is 14 Yovelos. The Gemara in Erech and Daf Yudbeis Lamed Beis says that in the history of the world, Yovel occurred only 14 times. Yovel does not occur if we are not Roiv Yoshveh Aleichem. Most Jews are not in Eretz Yisrael in the portion of land which was designated for our Shevet, for our families, at the time of the original Chalukah of Eretz Yisrael. And since, from the time of the exile of the Ten Shvatim, we were not Roiv Yoshveh Aleichem, most Jews were not in Eretz Yisrael, Yovel has not been observed in all this time. Many youngsters think that these Yovel, they just haven't lived long enough to see one. Well, take it from me, I passed my 50th birthday, there's a Hashem, and not yet seen a Yovel. There is no Yovel, this man has said. How many Yovels were there? Well, the Beis HaMikdash was built 440 years after the Jews entered Eretz Yisrael. 440 years is enough time for 8 Yovels. And subsequently, there were 6 more Yovels until the Ten Shvatim went into Gaula. So that, for a total of 8 plus 6 is 14, the Gemara in Erech in Yudeis Amid Beis, as explained by Tosfos, says that there were 14 Yovels, and that's it. Now, Chaim Kanievsky and Tamar Dekra points out that in this week's parsha, the word Yovel occurs 14 times. The Torah is merames, it hints at the fact that there will be 14 Yovelos, and more than that. Of the 14 times the word Yovel appears, 8 times it is spelled Choser, and 6 times spelled Male. Now, of course, the Yovel, when the Beis HaMikdash is standing, is Male. There were 6 Yovelos when the Beis HaMikdash stood, 8 Yovelos during the pre-Beis HaMikdash period, the 440 years, which followed the entry of Yeshua into Eretz Yisrael, for a total of 8 plus 6 is 14, a beautiful remez from Rav Chaim Kanievsky. So, 2 thoughts on the parasha, one on Avadayim, V'lay Avadim, La'Avadim, a halacha issue, the second on Yovel, a technical issue, an issue of Agatata. So my final thought, I'd like to share with you the observation that today is, last I recall, 23 days to the Omer. Shabbos will already be 25 days to the Omer. That means that we are now at the halfway mark between Pesach and Shavuos. And the question I'd like to pose to you is, what have you done? As a hachana, we count Sfira as a hachana for the Kabbalah Satira. The Satmar Rebbe brings in the Divrei Yayo on page Resh Chaf Hei, Chumash Vayikra, that the Tama Mitzvah Al Pizayar, a Sfira Saimer, is preparation to prepare for Matan Torah. The Chinuch brings in Mitzvah Shin Vav, the Tama Aimer is to show a Cheshik, a desire for Matan Torah. The desire has to come with a Hachana, with a preparation. We need to begin to prepare for Matan Torah. Of course, what better way to prepare for Matan Torah than to attend a Mishmer on Thursday night, preparing for Leil Shavuos, the night in which we stay up all night learning Torah. Well, if you're not going to stay up all night, at least stay up longer, prepare for Kabbalah Satayra, show your cheshik for Kabbalah Satayra. A beautiful thought from Rosh Hashanah and Fal Hirsch. We say in brachas in the morning, the bracha, the first bracha, bracha teshem lakeinu melech ha'ilam, we make a bracha on the fact that we understand the difference between night and day. Lasech vi, which can refer to a rooster, is also used to refer to a person. But the Radak says, sech vi is the lave, the heart. The head knows the difference between day and night intellectually. The heart feels the difference between day and night. Morning is a time of renewal, a time of energy. And that is something we feel. When we get up in the morning, we feel a new haskalah, a new beginning, in energy. The heart recognizes it. This is why we see that people who suffer from depression, layalainu, and can't fall asleep, they go to sleep very late. But the mornings, they sleep late in the mornings. Because the morning has in its air, in the avir, a sense of renewal, a sense of a new beginning. Somebody who's depressed and can't renew himself tends to shun the morning subconsciously. The morning, we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having the lave to understand the difference between night and day. That's followed by the brachis shalai asani, goy evet isha. It's followed by three brachis which are not in the Gemara in brachis daf samach, brachis that we added later. By all right, those brachis should be at the end, and there are some nesfais and klal yisrael which do add them at the end. Our custom to add them after lahavchin ben yom uvein loyla is explained by Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch, quoted by Rav Schwab, as follows. We have to understand lahavchin ben yom uvein loyla. Havchana is a deep understanding. And it's followed by the shloya sani gai, shloya sani evet, shloya sani isha, which is an appreciation, a deep understanding of our obligations towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our obligations and mitzvahs. The Goyim only mechayiv in seven mitzvahs, avodim and more. Isha has the most mitzvahs outside of a male Yehudi. Shalai Asani is the havchana, the understanding of the oil mitzvahs, the yoke of mitzvahs, the obligation of mitzvahs that we have. What better time to work on Shalai Asani Goy? To have kavana in the morning on Shalai Asani Goy. What better time than in the run-up, in the preparation for Kabbalah Satayra? Prepare for Kabbalah Satayra by understanding this message, La'afshin ben yom uvein loyla. Chai Yisrael should have awakened early the day of Kabbalah Satayra and appreciated it. The appreciation of Shalei Asani Goy, the Goyim Wanana Kabbalah Satayra. The preparation is through Limud HaTayra. There's really no other way to prepare for Kabbalah Satayra, except through an increased dedication to a study of Torah, to a learning of Torah, to spending one's time in the Beis Medrash, as one should. And therefore, as we approach the halfway mark, the Sphere of Saimer, be there tonight. We hope to see one and all sitting, learning, learn what we're learning, learn what you're learning, learn Parshas Bahar. It's a short parsha in an hour. You can learn the Bahar with the Rashi, with the Targum, even with the Ramban. And, of course, with this 15-minute share. And we hope that all of you will roll up your sleeves and take the energy. It's a time of energy and renewal to prepare for Kabbalah Satayra. Bezus Hashem, a good Shabbos to one and all.